My name is John Erling. Today's date is October 24th, 2018. Roy, would you state your full name, please?
Roy L. Bliss.
L is...
Lee.
Okay, all right.
I don't like to use it that much, but...
we got you.
My dad is Roy Bliss. It's Roy Everett Bliss, and I'm Roy Lee Bliss, so I'm not really a junior, but we do get used to get confused fairly often.
Yeah. And your date of birth?
December 20th, 1942.
And your present age?
75.
75. And we're recording this in the recording facilities of voicesofoklahoma.com. By the way, I might just, since this is for the future generations, in the world around us right now, the nation is about ready to vote in a midterm election of 2018. President Donald Trump is the president of our country, and the World Series is on, and the Brooklyn, or the, I say Brooklyn because I used to know them there, Los Angeles Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox are playing. So just a little bit of background of what's happening.
And Boston won last night.
And Boston won last night, 8-4.
I stayed up.
Well, I shut it off in the eighth inning. I figured I know what's going to happen. Where were you born?
Casper, Wyoming.
And your mother's name?
Nellie Taylor.
And where was she born and where was she raised?
She was raised in Wyoming near Casper, and I don't know if she was born in those days. She was born in 23, I think, whether she was born at home or in a hospital in Casper, but... They lived about 45 minutes outside of Casper. Her dad was a rancher, built a huge ranch in Wyoming, one of the biggest ones, Taylor Ranch. Her name, her maiden name was Taylor.
Okay.
His name was Bill Taylor. He was in the legislature in Wyoming.
Okay. And what kind of person was she? Describe her personality, your mother.
She was a fun-loving, she liked Ferris wheels and exciting things. She did a lot of, I don't know where that came from really, but she had three brothers, maybe that was part of it. She was, in those days, she was pretty strict. I remember she would backhand me once in a while with her ring on and hit me in the mouth, but actually she was very, very nice. That didn't happen very often, only right. When I was probably bad-mouthing her.
Rambunctious, yeah, back-talking, like, yeah. Your father's name?
Roy Everett Bliss. He was born in Illinois. I know he was born at home. He was the youngest of three boys.
You tell me he's 100 years
old? He's 100 years old as of last March, still driving a car. I talk to him at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. And I live more in Arizona than I live here. I live in Scottsdale. And I try to have lunch with him at least once a week.
Yeah. Wow, 100 years.
And we meet at a different restaurant all the time. So he drives, we're about 45 minutes away, so he'll drive halfway and I'll drive halfway and meet somewhere.
Well, what was his personality like, if it changed in elder years or when you were growing up? What was he like?
He's extremely religious. He was an accountant by trade, but an entrepreneur at heart. He started at least three businesses. I grew up in Wyoming because that's where my mom was from. That's where she drug him to, I guess, after the service. He was in the Air Force, where it was the Army Air Corps at the time. Flew B-29s, flew all kinds of different airplanes, but ended up flying B-29s, but never made it overseas. He was suited up and ready, and they had issued him firearms and all the gear that you would need to be in the Pacific. And half of his squadron had already gone to the Pacific. For some reason, he said they always started with the A's and went down. When they sent him to the Pacific, they started with the Z's, and he's a B. And they dropped a bomb at the G's or somewhere in there. And so the war was over, and he never had to go. I asked him, I thought that when the war was over, they just said, okay, everybody, you can leave and go home. And he said, oh, no, they sent him, they split his crew up. He said he never even got to say goodbye to his crew, which he always thought that was not fair or not right. But he They sent him to Albuquerque, he and his co-pilot, for a month with nothing to do. They rented scooters and drove all around the Albuquerque area, and then sent him to Denver and what do you call it when they turn you loose? There's a word for it, but
yes.
I can't remember.
Right.
And he thumbed a ride up to my mom's, up to the ranch where she and I were. I must have been about 2, I think, or something like that.
So you're talking about when you said drop the bomb on Nagasaki to end the war.
Correct.
Which was started on December 7th, 1941, the drop on Pearl Harbor. And of course, you were born after that, so have no recollection of it.
Yeah, I didn't remember that one, but I, well, I don't remember really. I do remember when I was maybe 5 years old, we lived in Gillette, Wyoming for maybe a year and a half, and my dad worked for my mother's brother he was an accountant, worked for him for a year or so.
Yeah. So his business then, what did he do for a living?
I think after the service, he bounced around a little bit because I know we lived in Ogden, Utah for a little while, and I think he was a sales rep or something. Then he got the job with my mother's brother. I think it was a Chevrolet dealership. It was a car dealership of some sort in Gillette, Wyoming. And then he got an opportunity, I don't know quite how it came up, but to start a Culligan soft water business in Worland, Wyoming, which was over the mountain from the ranch. Moved over there in a covered wagon, essentially, and lived for several months. And then my mom and I came over and we lived in a trailer for, I think, maybe a year. And then they built I've never seen it happen anymore, but in the old days you saw it once in a while, build a basement. And we lived in the basement for a couple of years before we built a house on top of the basement. It was one of those where you see that stairs, you kind of see the stairs going down into a basement. You used to see that once in a while. I haven't seen one for 50 years. But.
And so that business then was
Culligan Soft Water. The water was horrible in Worland, Wyoming. So he did very well, I think, with that and sold it. He had a guy that worked for him and sold it to him when he got into the cable TV business. He built the first cable TV system in Wyoming in 1951.
So he was laying groundwork for you, wasn't he?
He didn't know it, but he certainly was.
Yes, absolutely. And he flew planes, too.
That's how he got into the cable business. He had an airplane. I don't know how you can afford an airplane at the time, because we didn't even have a real house, but he had an airplane, and well, maybe we had built a house by then. I think my mother's dad, Mr. Taylor, loaned my parents some money and built a house, because he came over to visit once and said, you guys can't live in this stupid basement. So he loaned them some money and they built a house, which I thought was a wonderful house, but I've gone back to see it more recently and it was probably 1,500 square feet or something like that.
Yeah.
I have 2 sisters, so 5 of us lived in that house with 1 bathroom and swamp cooler for the summers. And but I had a wonderful, wonderful upbringing. I was very happy there.
Right. Your sisters, are they in age?
I'm the oldest. I've got a sister who's 18 months younger than me and one that's 8 years younger than me. And the one that's 18 months younger than me lives in Michigan, Mount Pleasant, and the younger one lives in California, Southern California.